WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Harrisonburg residents braved the snow and cold Saturday to protest Republican tax plans. DuPont will pay millions to restore contaminated land around the South River through Waynesboro. And state Republicans meet for their annual summit in Bath County and try to figure out what went wrong for them in November. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 11th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
On Saturday afternoon, several dozen people gathered on Court Square in Harrisonburg to rally against current Republican attempts at tax reform. WMRA's Christopher Clymer Kurtz reports.
It was cold and snowy, so rally organizer Brent Finnegan got right to the point.
The billionaires who have bought off our government have left us out of the process. We've been left out in the cold, and we want back in, and we want a government that represents the interests of everyone.
Rockingham County and Harrisonburg residents there expressed worry about the tax legislation's effect on health care affordability, Social Security, education loans, and teachers. There were broader concerns, too.
I'm Sherry Schofield. This tax bill is being thrust through so quickly that people aren't aware of what a travesty it is. The time to hit the streets is now. Absolutely.
I'm Michael Snow-Feikeman. You know, you just look at the way this tax bill was put through. That was not a democratic process. Having no hearings, not, you know, making any effort to have a look at the facts and create the kind of deliberative process that democracies are based on.
Joanne Benner.
It's just a class warfare issue in my mind, that the tax breaks for the poor and the middle class are going to expire, and the ones for the wealthy and corporations are permanent, and that's just wrong.
Finnegan encouraged ongoing telephone calls of protest.
Even though Bob Goodlatte's retiring, he is still our representative, and he still has to listen to us.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer Kurtz.
The expansion of a Waynesboro park and restoration of land in the South River and South Fork Shenandoah River watersheds will be funded by a DuPont settlement. Governor Terry McAuliffe on Friday announced $23 million in projects from the settlement over the release of mercury from a former facility in Waynesboro. Chemical giant DuPont agreed to pay more than $50 million, but admitted no fault. Some money will be used to redesign Constitution Park to include meadow trails, general recreation, and outdoor classrooms. Other projects will address stream degradation and stormwater issues in Augusta County and the town of Elkton. Also, a coalition of environmental groups has filed a federal lawsuit to try to block a natural gas pipeline planned for southwestern Virginia. The Mountain Valley Pipeline cleared its last regulatory hurdle and won state water permits on Thursday. The lawsuit was filed Friday in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals by Appalachian Mountain Advocates. The coalition is asking for a review of the permits issued by the State Water Control Board. Plans for the pipeline call for it to run about 300 miles from West Virginia through the southwestern corner of Virginia to a location near the North Carolina border. The coalition says the state board and the Department of Environmental Quality rushed to the review process. The state has said that the pipeline has faced a rigorous regulatory process. The State Water Control Board will hold hearings today and tomorrow on its decision whether to approve the other major pipeline project in Virginia, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Also, about 400 Virginia Republicans gathered for the party's annual retreat to analyze why they suffered stunning defeats in the November election and to plan strategy for the future. The annual gathering, known as the Republican Advance, gave members a chance to share ideas at the Omni Homestead Resort in Bath County. The Democratic ticket of Ralph Northam for governor, Justin Fairfax for lieutenant governor, and Attorney General Mark Herring swept their races November 7th, with Northam defeating GOP nominee Ed Gillespie by 9 percentage points. Democrats gained at least 15 seats in the House of Delegates. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Republicans at Saturday's luncheon gave Gillespie a standing ovation. Gillespie told the crowd that the GOP turnout was historic, but the Democrats turned out more. And finally, Virginia delegate Nick Freitas has announced his plan to seek the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine in 2018. Freitas will go up against Corey Stewart, the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, for the nomination. Stewart, who has modeled himself after President Donald Trump, ran a primary campaign for governor this year but narrowly lost the Republican nomination to Ed Gillespie. Freitas formally announced his candidacy on Friday at that gathering in Bath County of Virginia Republicans. The second-term delegate from Culpeper has a conservative voting record and a libertarian streak. The 38-year-old joined the Army after high school, became a Green Beret, and served 11 years of active duty. Several other Republicans are expected to join the race, including evangelical pastor E.W. Jackson. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.